This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today in Your Health, luxury psychiatric care for teenagers. Most insurance policies limit the amount and type of psychiatric care children can get. And in many places, there are not any child psychiatrists to get an appointment with. So parents who have teenagers battling serious psychological problems often struggle to get treatment. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on one family who could afford the best.
Amy is a sweet-faced, very polite 16-year-old who suffered bouts of major depression. Several years ago, she ended up in the psychiatric unit of a general hospital.
It was just a dirty place. I mean, the cot is tiny that you sleep on. It's uncomfortable. It's just one blanket, one pillow. It's white all over. It's not welcoming.
And it was scary.
The other kids, you know, they had behavioral problems, and they were mean, and I was so scared I wanted to get out of there. I didn't care if I got help. All I wanted to do was leave.
She got out of the hospital after 4 days and saw a therapist regularly. Recently, sitting on a couch with her aunt, she was able to talk comfortably about it, but her pale brow furrowed and her big brown eyes squinched a bit when she remembered what happened soon after she got out of the hospital.
I mean, I was a great student, and my grades were just dropping, and my friends noticed I was sad. I was crying in school and had trouble getting out of bed, and it was just hard. It was a nightmare.
She had family problems to deal with and her own depression.
I became suicidal, and my life was out of control. I had no control over anything in my life anymore. I was scared. This wasn't, you know, who I was or how my life was supposed to be.
She didn't want to go back to a psychiatric hospital.
Of course, I said, no, I'm not getting help. I'm not going to a hospital that you have to stay in. But I knew I needed the help. So eventually I just, you know, I said, okay.
But this time, her therapist got her into one of the premier hospitals in the country, Sheppard Pratt, which just last November opened a new psychiatric hospital designed just for teens. It's called Overlook, and it's an 8-bed facility for adolescents with anything from major depression to psychotic disorders. It's housed in a shady brick building on rolling hills north of Baltimore. The cost? $1,700 a day. That's straight out of parents' wallets, because Overlook doesn't accept any insurance. Patients get made-to-order meals, high-speed internet, and they stay in private rooms like you'd find in a premier hotel.
This is my room, B239. It says Amy's room. When you walk in, you see my bathroom. It's like nicer than my bathroom at home. There's a big shower. You have a TV in your room, your own TV. You have your own phone, a nice desk so you can do all your work. A really comfortable chair, a queen-size bed.
What's on the bed?
Oh, God, I have so many stuffed animals.
A fish, a dog, a bunny, a teddy bear, and untold others in a layer underneath. But Amy doesn't spend much time there. She's busy virtually all day and evening with activities led by trained psychotherapists aimed at giving kids insight into themselves and getting them to enjoy life again. Overlook psychiatrist Jack Faith.
We have art therapists who not only conduct art classes in groups, but also interpret the artwork. And many of our kids have left here and gone on to take private art lessons.
There's also music therapy, Tai Chi, meditation. Family members come in for therapy sessions. Since psychiatrists spend weeks or months with patients, they're able to fine-tune the psychiatric medications they're prescribing. And they give each patient almost unlimited hours of one-on-one talk therapy. Faith says it's often a form called cognitive behavioral therapy.
Cognitive behavioral therapy is a very practical-driven therapy, nothing esoteric about it. They will sit down with you and come up with practical solutions for reframing your thought process, because often your thought process, I'm not good because I'm this, that, and the other, and they go, well, wait a second. First of all, those two thoughts don't even connect. But second of all, what will it take to make you good?
Amy learned to deal with her self-defeating thoughts.
Like when I get anxious, to remember, you know, to stay in the present and these feelings will pass. Or when I get sad, remember, it doesn't mean I'm having a total relapse.
And she was taught to set goals.
You pick a goal that's hard, but you know that you can do it. And you know you can face that goal and you know you can achieve it.
What's your goal for today?
My goal for today, what was my goal for today? Oh, it was to learn new coping skills. Haven't done that yet, but the day's not over.
There's group therapy as well. Amy remembers working with two others. They were given a rope and two buckets, one filled with plastic balls. They were told to move the balls to the other bucket without using their hands. They learned it could be done by just one person, moving the plastic balls with her feet.
And we had to figure that out. We were like, well, it has to take all three of us. And it didn't. And we ended up having so much fun during that.
Vaith says exercises like this one teach kids that often a problem in life that looks insurmountable can sometimes be easily solved.
We listen very carefully. We have exactly what parents would like to have. So more groups, one-to-one care, greater structure, greater amount of time to work with the kids. And quite honestly, weekends are just as busy often as weekdays, which you won't find anywhere in any hospital.
But at more than twice the cost of most other hospitals, is Overlook better? Psychiatrist Jack Vaith says having an open-ended stay, not controlled by insurers, means doctors have time to make difficult diagnoses. At least two kids came to Overlook with a diagnosis of social anxiety disorder. But it turned out they both had a mild form of autism, requiring very different treatment. Insurers, though, say that when they pay for treatment at traditional facilities, they pay for all that is medically necessary. And they'd be interested in seeing data on whether the amenities or the level of clinical care at Overlook make a difference in how kids do. Psychiatrist Vaith doesn't have the data, but he thinks Overlook could prove cheaper than multiple short-term stays at other hospitals, and that insurers might learn from some of Overlook's approaches.
If this program flourishes and does well, and people say, wow, if you have $1,700 a day, you will do well psychiatrically, then why couldn't we develop a similar program but maybe scaled down to $1,000 a day?
Closer to what insurance companies might be willing to pay. Right now, Overlook is half full, and some other hospitals are considering luxury care, like Harvard-affiliated McLean, which already offers an intensive therapy program. That program has fewer amenities like private rooms, but it is sometimes covered by insurance. Amy left Overlook after 4 months. That's about $200,000. Amy's aunt says her niece has gained enormous perspective and strength. Amy thinks so, too.
I've changed. Yeah.
How have you changed?
I've just become so much stronger, and I can handle things so much better, and I care about things, and it's the little things that matter to me. And it's like when I walked in here, I was Amy, and I'm walking out of here as, like, Amy times 10.
Today, Amy's at a regular boarding school. She calls back in to talk to Overlook nurses every week or so. She says she's going to make it. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
And that's Your Health for this morning. Last week, we asked you to submit your questions on running, and you can find our experts' answers at npr.org/yourhealth.